This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait,
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, Who Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, Who Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Mm. All right, so here's what we got going on for the last and final hour. We'll get into something, the theory I've got about Saturday Night Live and Trump before we're done, because I know that there are some minds at work over at NBC that we're going to talk about tonight before we're done. Plus, we're going to take more of your calls. We've been taking them all night. If we get attacked by terrorists, first of all, do you think that an attack is more likely because of the pause that the Ninth Circuit has put into place, saying we're not going to let the president put this pause in place and do better vetting? We're going to just make sure that we just give everybody the biggest incentive to get here and us know the least amount about them as we possibly can. Now, I don't even know where my next guest stands on any of this, because it's been a long time since we've spoken. And as a libertarian and as a millennial, she might very well have a difference of opinions than someone who's an old crusty conservative like me. But I am eager to talk about it with her and also find out what else she's been up to. She is the author of the phenomenal book, Government Gone Wild, which really exposed a lot of the abuses of government in a pretty dramatic way. And you also see her on the cable news circuits on Fox and other great outlets. Her name is Kristen B. Tate, and she joins us now. Kristen, welcome back to the Kevin McCullough microphone. Glad to have you.
Thank you so much for having me, Kevin.
First of all, we haven't spoken since well before the election took place, so I haven't gotten your reaction to what happened on election night and kind of, you know, all the way up through where we are now going forward with the new administration. What are your feelings as the libertarian millennial?
I am just loving the meltdown from the left. I think it's hysterical. As you know, Kevin, I was one of the few people in the media who thought that Donald Trump could win up until the very end. So I'm so happy that that's what ended up happening. And the left is just, they still don't know why he won, and they still can't believe he won.
What did your demographic, what did the millennials do, particularly independent-minded millennials in 2008? How did that vote get broken down? I haven't seen any of the aftermath.
In 2008?
Yeah.
In 2008?
No, right now, in 2016.
Yeah, okay. In 2016, they didn't do anything. They stayed home because, millennials are largely liberal. They're left-leaning, but Hillary Clinton did not mobilize them, so
right.
They stayed home. But I will say this, Donald Trump got a bigger slice of that vote than he was expected to. He got almost half of the white millennial vote, and he did better with the minority millennial vote than he was expected to as well.
That was what was really painful for Hillary, too. Trump did so much better with African Americans and Latinos than anybody thought he was going to, and it was really the death knell. They couldn't overcome it, particularly in Michigan. I mean, you're looking at I drew up a map the final week going into the election, and I said he's going to win Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Ohio, along with, I thought he'd take Florida and North Carolina. Florida was, you know, kind of a close call there early on election night, but when they started having to kind of pull back in Michigan in Wisconsin, say, well, may, you know, this is actually like looking like, because that hadn't been done in recent efforts, and it was non-traditional demographics for a Republican to be able to do that in those states.
Yeah, that's right. Not only that, I mean, I think that's definitely a big piece of it, but I also think the biggest factor is that Hillary's demographics just didn't show up.
Yeah.
So, you know, the minority vote, yeah, while Trump did better than he thought he would do or than the polls thought he would do, Hillary did much worse just simply because many of them stayed home. She was not a mobilizing candidate.
And then he crushed her with blue-collar whites, so it was...
Oh, well, yeah, exactly. For, you know, years, Democrats have relied on union folks to come out and vote for them, but Trump really got those people.
The bosses did. The bosses voted for him, and they tried to whip him, but the workers, they went out and voted for Trump, and I think it was all tied up in the trade stuff. Well, it's good to have you back. Thanks for coming on with us. Let me just rush right into the most controversial story of the day. Obviously, the Ninth Circuit. This has been for 3 weeks in a row. There's been some news on Saturdays every night I've come in to do the show. And the report out by the Washington Examiner today is this: that while the three judge panel in the Ninth Circuit chastised the Department of Justice for arguing that this was a necessary pause that Trump was trying to put in place, that in reality no terrorists had come from the seven Trump countries. Well, the Center for Immigration did a study. They have 72 convicted terrorists that are in American prisons right now, and they're not small crimes. They're nice, big, fat, juicy ones, like possessions of weapons of mass destruction and, you know, running money to foreign terrorist entities and recruiting people to join terror. I mean, these are not like, you know, I was just walking down the sidewalk and I look like a terrorist, so they picked me up. These are like real, bona fide guys, 72 of them, that came from the seven nations specifically. Your reaction to this revelation?
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And a big part of this is also preventing more terror attacks, because we see what's happening abroad. I mean, we've seen what's happened in Nice. We've seen what's happened in Paris. We've seen what's happened in Germany. We do not want that here. And the seven countries, as I'm sure you know, that were targeted were actually selected by the Obama administration.
Right.
These are centers where, you know, this is where the jihad operates. And, you know, this is not about Muslims. If this were about Muslims, they surely would have targeted the countries with the largest Muslim populations. And those simply aren't on this list. So this is just a big scare, you know, campaign by the left. But I will say this, Kevin, as a libertarian, I don't really care too much about this travel ban. I don't even think it's really a big deal. Not that many people are detained in the airports. You know, this is not as big as the media is making it to be. What really is the story here in my eyes is the media's reaction and just the nationwide hysteria to this because of the misinformation that the media is putting out.
Right.
They're calling it a Muslim ban. I mean, that is just so dishonest.
Well, and I know that there weren't a great number of people that were inconvenienced, but I do hold that it's important only from this standpoint. Trump ran on a pledge to tighten up the vetting process. If you read the executive order, for the language that's in the executive order, as even my staff has done, you see very clearly he's concerned about leaks in places like Syria, Yemen, Somalia, Iraq, where you have dysfunctional or in some places obliterated record keeping. You have governments that don't know how to identify people. And you have ISIS, who's broadly claimed that they have the ability to forge passports and are going to infiltrate the refugee system. This report that's in the Examiner today says at minimum 17 of those 72 people came through refugee programs. So when you look at the Paris
clear
situation and the Berlin and the Nice, those were all people that infiltrated through refugees. So, poor people are being injured by this. But it's being able to hide within them that is the real threat to the Western world.
Yeah, and this isn't even a question. You know, ISIS has made it clear. They have said that they will use refugees to smuggle ISIS members into these Western countries. They have said that. I just don't understand why this is such a controversial order. I really think this is all about the media and the way that this has been spun. You know, all of my friends on Facebook, these folks think the world is literally coming to an end.
I know.
It's amazing. And they don't know what's going on. You ask them about this, and they think that Trump has banned all Muslims. They
right.
think that Trump is going to go around and round up all of the Muslim Americans in America and take them out. They're so clueless.
Kristen, I'm not kidding you. Someone asked me about where we were putting the internment camps last week.
No, I know. know. This is what people think. It's ridiculous. And I think the media is doing a real disservice to this country by creating this hysteria, by pushing false information. I mean, you want to talk about fake news? Turn on CNN for 5 minutes.
Yeah. That is the voice of the lovely, talented, and brilliant Kristen B. Tate. Her book is Government Gone Wild. It's all about how the government has overstepped its boundaries, and in a very libertarian sense, she has deconstructed what they've done and tried to help you understand what the right course of action should be. I highly recommend it. It is great reading, and if you've got particularly millennial that you'd like to get some real good information into their brain about how to process what they're seeing on the TV day in and day out, get this book for them. It's written in their language to them about the world that they're living in, and it's really well done. She's also a contributor for The Hill, which is one of the more influential website/ newspaper outlets on Capitol Hill. And when we continue, Kristen, I want to get into some of the stuff you've been writing about because I believe that it's worth amplifying. I want other people to understand it as well. And we don't know where Kristen's joining us from. We just know she's somewhere in the central time zone tonight.
So I'm in Houston, Texas.
Are you still left over from celebrating the Super Bowl or something? We'll ask you about that when we come back. So we're having a great time. I hope you'll stick around as well. We're live from New York. It's Radio Nightline.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
What a little moonlight can do. What a little moonlight can do.
It's Radio Night Live, live from New York. That's a live shot. Beautiful night tonight. Put that back on the screen there, Nick. For those of you watching on Biz TV, man, check this out. Look how gorgeous Times Square in that canyon shot there looks. It's just, man, it's just a reminder. It's the greatest city in the world. And one of its great residents, not yours truly, but my guest, chose to instead join us from Houston tonight. So why she's in Houston, maybe still celebrating a Super Bowl win by the Patriots or something, I don't know. But Kristen B. Tate is back with us. Hey, Kristen. But hey, you're a Texan at heart. You're a Texan at heart, right?
Yes, I am.
I mean, you
and
did move to New York.
Here. Yeah, yeah. You know what's funny, though? I was here during the Super Bowl, and I swear to God, I still don't know who was in the Super Bowl. I know the Patriots, and I don't know who
they
played.
Okay, you didn't just go there.
I know the Patriots were in it, but yeah. I don't know who they were, who they won against.
They were playing the Falcons. Oh, my
goodness. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my goodness. Kristen, it was God's honest truth, the greatest comeback of any Super Bowl ending that's ever been played as the Super Bowl game. So,
see, that I knew. Yeah. Like, I could not know that being here. I just didn't know who the other team was.
Right, right, right.
That's
all right.
How disinterested I am in football.
Fair enough.
So
fair enough. But you do find her on Fox News and the Fox Business. And what show do you mostly? You do like the Red Eye, and you do the Greg Gutfeld stuff. That's kind of like wherever they want to talk millennials, that's where they plug you in.
I love Red Eye. It's such a fun show. But I do the serious stuff, too. I do Shep Smith a lot. I
That's
do MSNBC
right.
That's a lot.
Right. And her book is called Government Gone Wild. It is really, really a quality read. And if you've got, if you want to know how governments abused you, read it. If you want to help influence a young person to get involved in the process, get them a copy and get it in their hands because it is really worth it. All right, Kristen, let's talk a little bit about what you do. You're a contributor with The Hill. And here in the Ladies Lounge, we love to let people show off what they do all over the place, and you've been writing regular opinion pieces for them. What causes you to pick the subjects that you choose to write about?
You know, I try to pick things addressing issues where I see a lot of misconceptions among my peers.
Okay.
So, like, my friends are not very political. I'm just kind of friends with a lot of average young people who work
they're
in other
typical
sectors.
Millennials. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, they're smart people. They work in all kinds of sectors, but they don't really, they're not like me. They're not political junkies, but they still, we chat about politics. And I like writing about the issues where I see a lot of misconceptions and ignorance about certain things because, you know, I want to make sure that they are getting a balanced perspective and that they know what's going on.
So you're kind of the fact checker to the millennial generation.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to say I'm unbiased. Obviously, I'm biased.
Sure. Well, anybody that writes an opinion piece, yeah, of course,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you in one of your recent pieces, you made mention that Trump will end up being, and I'm paraphrasing here because I don't have the headline in front of me, but he's going to end up being the president for the millennials that they really wanted and didn't even, there it is. Trump is leader for millennials they've been waiting for, even if they didn't know it. But what's your basic premise for that?
Okay, so here's my basic premise. Millennials, we don't have a lot of jobs, right? I mean, the job market's really bad out there for young people. And Trump, I mean, yeah, I think he's going to do a lot with immigration. He's going to do a lot with a lot of the issues. But Trump is a businessman. I think his love and his passion is growing businesses and the economy. And when he does that, I think he said he's going to lower corporate tax rates. He's going to dismantle Obamacare. All of these things that he wants to do to make it easier for businesses to flourish will create a more vibrant job market that will allow young people to flourish and make more money. And also, you know, a lot of young people want to start businesses, but because of all the red tape and expenses, it's very difficult to do that. Well, Trump is going to make it easier via different ways. He's planning on cutting red tape and cutting those costs. So on the policy front, that's how I think he's going to be the millennials president. But I think just as importantly, if not more importantly, is the way he presents himself. You know, Trump is bombastic. He's hilarious. He's got a great sense of humor. He tweets. He's just like a pop culture icon. That's the kind of thing that gets millennials to listen. And it has so far, but they just don't like him right now. But they are tuned into him. So when he matches up that policy with that, like, attention-grabbing communication that he has, I really think he's going to be a phenomenal president for my generation. And you know what, Kevin? In a year from now, all of this nonsense and drama from the campaign is going to be ancient history. No one's going to remember that.
No, and that's interesting that you bring that up, because I think the Women's March people and the folks that were, you know, paid to go hold signs at airports for the last couple of weeks, those are more or less functioning as lackeys. You know, those are people that George Soros is putting out there. Where they're really going to run into trouble, and I mean the Soros end of this conversation is going to run into trouble, is when Trump does exactly what you said. You know, Obama had 97,000 pages of regulations added to the law code that the voters didn't vote on at all. It was something like 18 regulations per piece of law in the country. And when that stuff starts getting rolled back, and it's going to be hard, because both the House and the Senate have to do work to get it to be done, but you can do it in kind of en banc process due to some different procedures that they have. But when they get those things lifted, and you mentioned the entrepreneurs, I know more people in that age group that are innovative, that want to get online, they want to develop their technology, their apps, they want to have the next big thing. They keep seeing social media and how it's grown, and that's inspired other growth. And when we let loose this creative firestorm that is pent up within that generation, I think you're right. And I don't think it's just going to lift that age group out of where we're at economically. I think it's going to lift the whole country. Forget the dot-com bubble of the 80s. You're going to see, 30% growth in a year where you were hoping to have maybe, 4.5 to 7%. And,
right.
You know, but it's a matter of really getting government out of the way and out of the pocket of the taxpayer, and particularly the business owner.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And it sounds like such ideological talking points, but it's really true. You know, I have a friend who's starting a business right now, and the hoops that she has to jump through is incredible. She has to hire several attorneys to help her navigate regulations to start a simple LLC, to rent out like 3 units in an apartment building that she bought. It's ridiculous. I mean, you really need to have a lot of money to start a small business in today's economy, and it's, you know, that's just not possible for a lot of young people. So if Trump can get rid of that red tape, you're going to see a lot more innovative little businesses popping up from the millennial generation.
You certainly are. Well, Kristen, we are so glad that you popped up on our broadcast tonight, and we're thankful when you're able to do it. And when you get back to New York, you know, enjoy your time there back home with family and all, but get back to the big city. We need you up here too, because you got to help straighten out some people, around town. We got a crazy mayor and some other issues that need to be addressed. So we need every conservative and libertarian in the city that we can possibly get.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for having me on, Kevin. It's always a pleasure.
It's all the pleasure is ours. Okay, Kristen B. Tate, go get her book, Government Gone Wild. It's Kevin McCullough. And next week, a very unique.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys. Of all the boys I've known, and I've known
some. All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us live from New York. And there's a nice shot of the TKTS. If you're watching on radio, you got Woody, you got Minnie Mouse. By the way, none of these characters actually look like the actual characters. They look like, I don't know, cheap imitations made in China. I don't know. Because, you know, like the nose isn't just right on the Mickey and the Minnie. Like it's a little too droopy or whatever. And you're like, okay, are you just like some creepy child molester wearing a Mickey Mouse suit rummaging through Times Square? Like, seriously, if you come to New York, do not get pictures with these people. They rip you off. It is a joke. See, put the thing back up, or I guess it's too late now. But Spider-Man was out there, and he didn't even have his mask on. Don't take a picture with Spider-Man in Times Square if he's not wearing his mask. I'm just saying, it's not right. And they're not even supposed to do that. And you know what they are? They're the equivalent in the entertainment world to the squeegee people that come up and spray stuff on your window. Like, your window's perfectly clean. They come out and go, psst, 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 clean your window, dude, $5. I wouldn't need you to clean my window if you hadn't sprayed your junk on the all over the window, the windshield. Anyway, 888-340-3373. Okay, so the topic that we've been hounding on tonight is this report that was released earlier today. The Washington Examiner is the one that reported on it, but it was actually produced and put out by the Center for Immigration Studies. Okay, so it's got a lot of credibility to it, and it tells us that 72 individuals from exclusively those seven countries that Donald Trump's travel pause was instituted against had been convicted of terrorism. 72 convictions of terrorism from people that came from those countries. This after the Ninth Circuit said there's no evidence. They literally said this. They said there is no evidence. Let me find the exact quote because I want to make sure. I always want to make sure that I've got it. Okay, this in dismissing the Trump executive order, the Ninth Circuit said the government has pointed to no evidence that any alien from any of these countries named in the order has perpetrated terrorism in the United States. What does the Center for Immigration Studies say? 72 convictions of people coming from these seven countries. That's like 9 on average per country. That's a big swing and a miss, Ninth Circuit. Big swing and a miss. 33 of them were convicted of very serious terror-related crimes, including use of a weapon of mass destruction, conspiracy to commit a terror act, material support for a terrorist group or terrorist, international money laundering, possession of explosives and missiles, unlawful possession of machine guns. 33 of the 72 fell into that category. And at least 17, maybe more, but at least 17 came through the refugee programs as best we know. So, my question is, are we going to be attacked again? Do you believe that this... That the way the courts have handled this, that we have opened the door and allowed into our very dwellings here in the United States people that are ready to carry out massive terror attacks against us. From those seven countries, an increase in travel 77% over the 2 weeks that they've had to swing the door back open and get back in, and some of them paying triple or quadruple the amount to get the ticket to get in. 888-340-3373. Okay, let's go back to the phones because there's a bunch of you that wanted to weigh in. And let's start with Frank calling from Des Moines. Hey, Frank, thanks for being here.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Hey, like the general said to the congressman in the hearing this week when asked if he could prove any of this, the general kindly replied, not till the boom. We're not going to know none of this until the explosion. And I would suggest a couple of solutions to this. First off, I think, and I've said for a long time, to have a immigration ban across the board for everyone, and then that way no one's being discriminated against. Just have a 6-month moratorium on the whole immigration process. But going back to your first caller, Dave, he had made a good point about suing. You know, the American people, somebody needs to file a class action lawsuit on the behalf of the American people who have the real standing here.
Right.
If some irreparable damage happens to this country, we're the ones that has the standing.
And file it against the three judges specifically?
I would go after the judges. I would go after those three judges. I would go after anybody who, if something happens, as Dave said, if something happens and it can be directly correlated to what this panel of three judges done, one, they need impeached.
Yeah, somehow. That's where I say we start. Absolutely.
But they need sued, class action lawsuit against them.
That's an interesting proposal, Frank, as your comments often lead us to very cogent ideas. Thank you for your call. 888-340-3373. How should we be reacting in light?
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
ThisHistory.com.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us, and thankful for the Hot Sardines, our house band every Saturday night. Thankful for Kristen Tate joining us earlier. It's interesting to see how the millennials are doing what they do, and to see how they've interpreted this. I really think she's onto something. I think Trump's going to end up being a much better president to them than any of them thought going into the election. And the proof will be in the pudding. One of the things he's trying to do is keep us safe. A lot of people disagree that that's what his ultimate goal is. But then again, you can believe whatever you want to believe, or you can take a look at his executive order and read the language of it. You can say, oh, yeah, he's actually trying to do that. You know what else you can do? You can also take a look at the U.S. law code where it says the president has the power to do this. Whenever the president, this is U.S. Code 1182. suspension of entry or imposition of restrictions by president. It is what? Section F of U.S. Code 1182. It says, whenever the president finds that the entry of any alien or any class of aliens into the United States would be detrimental to the interests of the United States, he may by proclamation, not by a vote of black-robed know-it-alls on the Ninth Circuit, not by a vote of the state of Washington State, not by a vote of we the people from across the country. We the people put him there because we say we trust you to make this proclamation. So the code says the president, by proclamation, and for such period as he deems necessary, may suspend the entry of all aliens or any class of aliens, immigrants or non-immigrants, or impose on the entry of aliens restrictions he may deem to be appropriate. He, the president, three different times in that paragraph. And astoundingly, the judges in the Ninth Circuit go, I'm not sure it means what you think it means. And we think it means if you're a racist on the campaign trail, or at least we can call you that, then we're going to say you can't do it. This will be overturned. There's a reason why the Ninth Circuit is the Ninth Circus. They don't follow the law anymore. Which is why, you know, if we could give all of them to someone else, I'd really love it. But, you know, we can't. So we have to live with them. 888-340-3373. But do you think that in the 2 weeks where we've had this opening and the immigration from those seven countries specifically, 77% increase, do you think that we've had some terrorists come in? Are you concerned at all that we're going to have a greater likelihood of a terror attack? We find out today that while the court was lecturing the Justice Department in their proceedings saying there is no evidence that any terrorists have come from these seven countries, we find out today just the exact opposite. In fact, according to the Washington Examiner, as produced in a study by the Center for Immigration, 72 convicted terrorists since 9/11 came from these countries. 72. Minimum 17 of them came as refugees, and 33 of them were convicted of what the code calls very serious terrorism crimes. Ninth Circuit's out to lunch. They should be put out of work. All right, let's go to line one. Frank is in Pittsburgh. Frank, welcome. Glad you're with us. What's your thought?
Hello. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I just feel it's pretty messed up that I mean, I don't know, like 9/11 happened, and then all this stuff, you know, has been going on, like all these, like Bowling Green has been going on, like, yeah, that shit up in Canada happened.
Frank, just, like, Frank, stop. Can't swear on TV.
Yeah.
Okay? No swearing. Do it again.
Sorry,
I got to drop it. That's fine. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. But, you know, like all this stuff happened, and it, like all these other people, they just don't see it, and it's, I just don't understand it. But I think the main thing that I want to know is there's like a Pello offer on TV, and I'm trying to see what the offer code is. Could you possibly take the...
If you want to get my Pillow offer, it's KMC. Just put the Pillow offer KMC. 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, and promo code is KMC for Kevin McCullough. Thanks for the call, Frank. Let's go to Paul in Little Rock, line two, listening to the Salem station there. Hello, Paul.
Hey, Kevin. God bless you and yours. It's always good to hear the truth. You know what I'm saying? Especially
thank you,
nowadays.
Sir. Thank you.
Hey, no, thank you, sir. No, really. And you and Brother Baldwin, I miss him, too. I used to listen to you guys way back when. But anyway, I don't know if you remember. I'm the one, real quick, before I get to my point, I'm the one that left you a message when you did that series or whatever you call it on marriage. And I called in and said it was a type of heaven. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah.
But everything's a type of heaven, right? The way God created it and all that.
Gotcha.
But anyway... Yeah, to make my point, I don't know if I got in on your program, the whole thing, but you know what's interesting to me is how this guy that was in the White House for 8 years didn't, I don't know if he let even one Christian in. As far as I know, they all got killed over there by ISIS. He was letting all the Muslims in.
Paul, let me give you the exact details on this, and thank you for your kind words. The Obama administration on the refugee count allowed in a huge number of not just Muslims but Sunni Muslims, which happen to be the dominant culture in the terror prone regions. The terrorists are Sunnis. Not all Sunnis are terrorists, but all terrorists for the time being have been Sunnis. He let in less than 1% of everything else. So Christians, Yazidis, Jews, any other religious minority in those regions, less than 1% made it to the U.S. In 2 years ago, there were 300 Syrian Christians at the border of Mexico. They'd made it through Mexico trying to get into the country. He denied them entry. He denied them entry. But he did allow Sunnis to come in at huge percentages. And the president's executive order has reversed that. It is actually said if you're a religious minority in those regions, you're going to be given favored treatment over the dominant cultures of those regions. Why? Because the dominant cultures of those regions aren't being persecuted. That's why. It's not hard to figure out. Anyway, coming right back live from New York. Thank you for your calls, 888-340-3373. We'll talk with Phil and you when we continue.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off, or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159, more from 59 cents, and special financing. Hurry, the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
glad you're with us. It's live from New York. Those of you on Facebook Live, thank you. More than 200,000 people reached on Facebook Live tonight. That's just astounding. And we're grateful for the several hundred of you that kept on watching. Always grateful to have you with us on Saturdays. We tell you about the breaking news. We tell you about the stuff of the week. And I want to get to this really interesting observation before we're done. But quickly, let me get to the calls. Phil in Indiana, listening to the station out of Louisville, Kentucky, AM 970, The Answer. Hi, Phil. Welcome. Glad you're with us.
Hey, Kevin. Hey, Kevin. How you doing?
I'm doing well. What's your thought tonight?
Hey, why can't Trump just go ahead and ignore the judge? I mean, they're setting a precedent where they can undermine the Constitution. If they allow him to set that precedent, what's to keep from, if every decision he makes, just some judge gives an order, he can't do this, he can't
well,
do that.
Before we start discounting the judicial branch, let's let that play out, because I think the Supreme Court's going to overturn them in a heartbeat. I think the liberal judges on the Supreme Court are going to overturn those guys. Thanks for the call. It's a great question, though. Sharon, also in Louisville, Kentucky, listening to AM 970, The Answer. Hey, Sharon.
Hey, Kevin. How are you? Good to talk to you. I'm going to talk real fast. I know you're under time constraint.
Thank you.
I understand that the judicial process has to play out, but here's the theory. You know, Patty Murray is a senator from Washington State, and I'm sure she's buddies with Attorney General Bob Ferguson.
I'm sure.
And then we have Bob Ferguson judge shopping for Judge Robart, and we all know it's automatically going to go to the Ninth Circuit Court to the Three Stooges. I wonder, that may sound conspiratorial, but I can't help
No, you're exactly,
then,
Sharon. No, that's exactly how it happened. There's no question in my mind.
But you know what? That really pisses me off, Kevin. And you know what? The judges, the three goofy judges, did not even address the four corners of this executive
No,
order.
I totally, you're totally right. Sharon, thanks for the call. I really do appreciate it. No, you're exactly right. And of course they shopped it. They went to the Washington State Attorney General because that was the thing that would trick them into the Ninth Circuit Court. They're trying to tie this up so that it runs out before they can actually get it implemented. What they don't understand is the president should just rewrite it, you know, and start the whole thing over again as soon as he gets a final ruling on it. Anyway, so at the beginning of the show tonight, I brought up the Saturday Night Live images of Alec Baldwin playing Donald Trump. And the blonde, I can never remember her name, who was playing Kellyanne Conway, and Melissa McCarthy playing Sean Spicer. It's been a lot said in the conservative media this last week about the meanness with which they have treated the administration. Friends, let me tell everybody that's listening, take a deep breath. Because when these people are getting treated this way, just understand one thing. The administration is doing a lot of stuff. They are getting, Kate McKinnon, thank you. They are getting stuff done. Would that every government office could actually make that kind of claim, and Saturday Night Live could have more on their hands. Anyway, grateful for you have been here. Thank you so much. Tell your friends and come back next week. Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live, right here.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.